In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
We are joined in studio now by one Dylan Harper and the head coach of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, Steve Fichel. Guys, how are you?
I'm good, man. Just excited to be here. Happy to be here.
Nice to have you guys in. I'll start with you, coach. How excited are you now that we are, because the offseason's a grind, as we know. We are now just a few weeks away from getting these guys on the court for real and only, what, I guess 2 months away from the start of the regular season.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Students are coming back on campus. We have, you know, our opener in football on Thursday, which yep. You guys take good care of us. And Coach Chiano is going to have a great year. Our team, too. It's been an exciting summer and looking forward to having these guys back. And, you know, guys like Dylan Harper make me a better coach. So I'm excited about the youth and I'm excited about our veteran guys. So it's going to be a great year and glad WFAN has jumped on with Rutgers Athletics and we're excited.
And you know what? That's a good point to make the announcement now. I was going to wait a little bit, but since you just said that. So this year, Rutgers basketball will be on WFAN. So the new home of Rutgers basketball will be on Sports Radio 660 and also some games on 101.9 as well. So that's kind of cool. So welcome to the radio station. Very cool. Yeah, absolutely.
And good for you as well, Jerry. Congrats on that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You know what? We were on 2 different stations over the last 8 years. So this is kind of neat that it's going to be here, which is very cool. So that'll be fun. So when I'm, you know, getting off the plane at 3 o'clock in the morning and coming right here, yeah, same radio station hours later. So I want to start with you here now because I watched you from above, from the radio booth, when you were probably 13 years old, after games, just, you know, milling around, watching your brother. What is it for you knowing that this is now going to be your team? Your brother's now old and out of the picture, and now it's your turn. What is it like for you now?
I mean, it's honestly surreal just, you know, just watching him go through the process, and now I'm going through the same process as him. But he always tells me just live in the moment, just take it all in because he said his 4 years went by very quick, so just live in the moment, just know that Coach Pike always going to have your back and the rest of your team going to have your back. So I've just been trying to stay focused.
How much did watching what your brother did with Gio and Caleb, and I mean, there's some really good teams, and you saw Jersey Mike's arena packed to the gills. How much of an impact did that have on you?
A lot, because just seeing, you know, how they all were together, how Coach Pike took care of them, not even as basketball players, just like off the court, anything they needed, they could hit Coach Pike or any of the other coaches up. And just Jersey Mike got loud. Like, probably I remember when they played Senior Hall his sophomore year.
Yeah.
That game, like, that's a game, like, you go there and you recruit, you're like, yeah, I'm coming here.
That's
so just, like, games like that is always every night, every day and night, just going to games like that is just honestly a blessing.
I got one for both of you, actually, because you bring up Seton Hall. So if I asked you right now, what would be your best memory of, like, one instance of Rutgers basketball over the last 8 years? I'll give you a choice. I think yours might be different because your brother... Oh, God, you got one.
I can't say Purdue because I wasn't there. So
you weren't at that game.
I had a scrimmage.
Wow.
Against
so you missed your brother's half-court winner over the number one team in the country?
Yep,
all right, so
game.
You can't say that. All right, nope. So you're out on this. And then I'll ask you that. Because I picked two. And ironically enough, Purdue's in both of them. You could say Seton Hall storming the court in 17. Does that sound right? 2017?
Yes.
I think that's when it was. But the... the Ron game against Purdue at Jersey Mike's was amazing, or the overtime game at Purdue in that March of 21, I think it was, or whatever it was.
An unbelievable game at Purdue. Shot after shot,
yeah.
Overtime. And then they needed that game. We needed that game. It was...
That was March of 20.
Yeah, an unbelievable basketball game. As a coach, you're in the middle of it. You don't appreciate those things sometimes till after the game. But the way Ron played and Gio played and Jacob Young, I mean, it was just an unbelievable game. But the home game with Purdue, you know, like, Kim, Purdue was as good as Purdue's mm-hmm. always been. And we were kind of finding our way in the league and just trying to figure it out. And Ron hitting that shot with the poise and, you know, the big shots that he made for us. But a lot of great memories, and we're going to have a lot of great ones this year that,
no doubt.
You know, Dylan's going to help us make.
Talk to us a little bit about that. So I'm a Jersey guy, but I have friends in my life who are alumni of the school and huge fans of your program. So it's a historic recruiting class that you brought in. I know you guys aren't really technically out on the court practicing just yet. But with the influx of talent and in some cases athleticism, size and all that, what style of team are we looking forward to seeing this year?
Well, really, it's been a really great 8 weeks leading up to this. We had the team together all summer long. And, you know, when you have one of the best point guards in the country and then Ace Bailey, one of the, you know, best wings in the country. But our veteran guys, too. We got a kid, Martini, out of Princeton that... It's tough as nails, and Jeremiah Williams is one of our captains, and he's a Chicago kid, and he had a great year last year, and he's taken over some new leadership. But we have some veteran guys and the talent that the young guys have brought, and Dylan and Ace being in the gym guys, you know, has really been exciting. Lathan Somerville, like, these guys love basketball. They're in the gym. We're long. We're athletic. We got some really good talent. And, you know, you always got to stay healthy, but I'm excited about the energy that these guys bring. They give me energy, and that hasn't been the case, you know, the last couple of years. Like, these guys get me excited about coming to work every day. And, you know, we got a great staff and our alumni base. And, you know, Rutgers is at a good time. The university's exploding and doing some unbelievable things. Admission standards are off the charts and applications. The numbers of applicants for Rutgers University has been unbelievable. So it's a good time to be there.
Steve Peichel, Dylan Harper with us. All right, back to you now. So you and Ace coming in together. I knew you knew each other, obviously.
Yeah.
So you were Don Bosco prep.
Yes.
He's from Georgia. Where did the connection come in? Just from coming up through the ranks?
I mean, I just, you know, like, I feel like when you're like a top player in the country, I think, like, everyone kind of knows each mm-hmm. other because we see each other all the time. But me and Nate's relationship started junior year. I think he was on a visit at Rutgers.
Really?
Yeah, assistant coach Brandon Knight called me. And he was like, I got Ace here. Like what are we going to do? And I was like, I'm going to commit. He committed early.
And so that was really, so that relationship was a big part of this for the two of you.
Definitely. Just know, it wasn't even, every time me and him talked, it was never about basketball. That's when I knew, like, we had something going on. Like, it was a true relationship, like. He called me randomly. I call him randomly. We just talk about life, school, stuff like that. It's regular kid stuff.
What are you most looking forward to, would you say?
Mostly.
Like the whole experience? I mean, because I will tell you, you're in great hands with this guy and his staff. A lot of people have asked me, like, what's so cool about being there? This will be my ninth year, as it will be with him. And I've always said the way that him and his staff respect and treat you is a big part of it. So let's put that aside. We know he's great and his coaches are great. How about you in terms of just going to Rutgers and playing there? What are you most looking forward to?
I think most looking forward to definitely them rivalry games, like the senior hall games, but just going through the process, honestly, just the ups and downs, the highs and lows, just seeing where I'm at and seeing how can I really help the team out any way I can.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty good. How about you? With this recruiting class coming in, there is excitement. Like, there was a lot of excitement with Gio, Ron, and Caleb's senior year. There's no question. And Miles, for sure. But then it was the COVID year, so that was, took a little bit away from it, and we went through that together, as we know. What is different about this?
I mean, you can't get a ticket, first of all. I mean, the amount of people trying to, you know, get to our games now has just been unbelievable. But, you know, when you get the best player in the country, and is a New Jersey guy, and then you get a guy like Ace Bailey, and the two of them, what people don't know, two elite passers. Mm. So their teammates love them, too. Anytime you play with a guy as the elite passer, your teammates are excited about you, too. There's been just a great energy. They're great energy, you know, kids. And
you know, the university is at a great time. The Big Ten is expanded. We've added four unbelievable teams, UCLA, USC, Oregon, and Washington. You know, there's just a ton of excitement. I kept my staff intact, you know, and that's another great thing. And, you know, we just have a nice blend of youth and veteran guys. And, you know, I'm excited about, you know, the challenges that are ahead and these guys tackling them.
And Jay Young back.
Got Coach now, Young back.
What does that do for you?
You know, Coach Young is a character, first and foremost, but one great basketball mind. He's a guy that I've worked with closely for a long time. And whenever you get a veteran guy that's been through a lot of things, and he's really a big man coach. So we added another piece there, help Emmanuel Ogbowl, and it's going to help our big guys really develop. But, you know, Brandon Knight coming back, too, had opportunities to leave, and T.J. Thompson, and so Marlon Smoke, you know, our assistant coaches, have done an awesome job. And you know, they create a great environment for these guys. I want these guys to have fun, too. Rutgers is a good time of their life. Get to the football game on Thursday. Enjoy the journey.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Dylan, Coach talked about already. You mentioned, you know, not being able to get a ticket. You've had a front row view for some of it, obviously through your brother's time there. Even though you guys haven't tipped off yet, has it set in sort of the anticipation, the expectations for you, for Ace, for this class, and all the excitement that surrounds it?
I mean, I won't really know until like I'm actually on the court and that ball go up against Wagner first game. But you know, just I know how loud it gets. I don't know how loud it gets while I'm on the court, but when you're in the crowd, it gets loud. It gets loud. Like, the floor starts shaking. It's a crazy environment, but, you know, I think me and my teammates are ready for whatever comes to us. I think the expectations, you know, we look at them, but at the end of the day, we're just here to get better and win.
Take us through a moment that neither one of us will ever experience, and that's when you've been there, and you're still in the middle of the recruiting process. Those fans are pretty good, and the students know what's going on, and they start chanting your name. Yeah. That's kind of neat.
The first time it happened was my sophomore year, Ron's senior year at senior day. And I'm on the court, and I'm not expecting it at all.
Right.
And I'm like hearing it from the back, and I'm like, who is that my name? And then I see my dad pull his phone down and start recording. I'm like, Dad, come, we're in the middle of the court. What are we doing right now? But it was crazy. And then just every Rutgers event I went to, it was Dylan Harper. It wouldn't even be a Rutgers event. It'd be like, I go to like a New York Knicks game, and like fans come up to me saying it. So just seeing the love that they had for me even before I was committed was great.
I will tell you that the Rutgers fans, I mean, some of those games at the Garden, I mean, they show up and they are loud. And that's why Jersey Mike's Arena is so much fun to be at, too.
No doubt. Those voices were mine. The family chanting Dylan, so everybody knows.
Steve Feichel, Dylan Harper with us. Rutgers basketball on the fan this year, so that's kind of cool. What would you say, if your brother has given you any advice going into this, having been through the gauntlet of the Big Ten, and I know it's different now this year with Oregon and Washington and UCLA, it's a little different. It's changing. What has he told you about these visiting arenas and what you're going to see?
It's a grind. You got to grind games out. No game is going to ever be easy. Every game is a dogfight, a battle. It's just, honestly, he said just even like when you guys are down, just always keep a good mindset, positive mindset, because, you know, there's always light at the tunnel. So just he just honestly said, just like, be yourself in any environment. Be yourself.
How about, because obviously you're nationally ranked. We know that. Yeah. You, I imagine, have played in some tough spots and tough places in high school. Have you heard it from the fans? Like, you know you're going to hear it now at this next level?
Yeah, I've heard it a lot.
So you're ready for what you're going to get.
New Jersey high school basketball, it's nothing like little rivalry games against like Bergen Catholic, stuff like that. It's nothing like it.
That's good, because I will tell you, some of these places...
I know, it gets bad.
Oh, my God.
I listen to it, Ron. Like, you can hear it on TV, stuff like that. Like, so, like, yeah.
I'm going
to
give you a quick story. So Chris Corso, who we're familiar with Chris now, SID for the basketball program. We're in Illinois. Chris, I'm sorry, I got to tell the story. It's hilarious. So we're at Illinois, and where we sit at Illinois is right by the bench, and he is, I'm sorry, dude, and he's right next to me, maybe behind me one spot. So pregame warm-ups, he's got his laptop out, and this is what we're talking about. He folds his laptop down, but not all the way down, because he's not turning it off. When he comes back, he looks and opens his laptop, and he notices he's tweeting a whole bunch of pro-Illinois things. The problem was it wasn't him. It was the Illinois students that crept up when he walked away. They saw the Twitter was open, and they started writing, go Illini, boo Rutgers, all sorts of things. These are the things that you will see and hear, and I'm telling you, it is wild. Wild, wild, wild.
We do that in the newsroom out here sometimes.
Sometimes.
If you leave the Twitter open, or the X, whatever you want to call it, but that's a little, that's like next level. By the way, so Dylan's been to a lot of these games, obviously.
Yep.
Any chance he saw your jockey head in the stands when that went down? I'm curious if he's aware of that. We can maybe bring that back this season for him to enjoy.
Yeah, he doesn't know. So, so years ago.
That long ago.
It was a long time
How
ago.
How long? Less than
and
5 years.
Coach,
no?
You might not even be aware of this either. Years ago, for I don't know why, Halloween, the guys here, we put some weird costumes on. One was I put a jockey hat on and the glasses.
It was like a full outfit, wasn't it?
Yes.
You had the top on, too?
And Steven, are you there at CBS? Are you there today?
Hey, Joe Sandra, I got
Andrew,
you. Though.
Can
coming.
You find that photo so Dylan
coming.
Can see
yeah,
it?
It's coming.
Sorry, guys, I put you on the spot.
I don't know.
There you
who,
go.
There you go. So that's my jockey head. That has made an appearance at Jersey Mike's Arena numerous times.
Just randomly in the crowd.
And there was one game where we were on Big Ten Network where whoever was shooting free throws, someone got it in the front row.
Yeah.
And it's pretty visible. So if you see that, don't get shaken.
I've never
by
seen that.
That
before, actually.
Yeah.
I love
I'm glad
that.
I was able to make him aware of that.
Yeah, really do appreciate it. Thank you. How about this team? So I know we talk about UNH, but let's talk about this team for a second because it's more than you two, obviously. Yeah. You got some good veterans in there. A lot of work this summer. What do you think so far?
I mean, the three people coming back, I think, couldn't ask for any three better people to come back. You got Jamichael Davis, great point guard, great leader. I think he sets the tone on offense and defense. Then you got my man Big E. You know, he got a lot better since last year.
Mm-hmm.
Strong, athletic, set screens, rebound, blocks. Does everything you ask him to do. And then our coach said, Jeremiah, strong, toughness, tough as nails. I think he's overall like, I don't want to say it, but he's like the dad of the team. Like he orchestrates everything. Like he's really the old head.
Well, it's good having a mature presence
he's
on the court, too.
Like, he makes sure we're all right, like no matter what. Like if we ever need anything, just hit him up. He's just, you know, he's like the fuel to us. And then we just follow him, honestly. And then great transfers, Zach Martini, Princeton shooter. Yeah, last year was... Against Rutgers.
I remember that game. That game at Trenton was.
Yeah.
And I remember you telling me before the game, like, these kids can shoot. Like, this is going to be a tough night. And that kid did. And now you got him.
Him. And then we got PJ Hayes from San Diego. Lights out shooter. I don't think he misses during practice.
Mm.
There'd be days, like, he doesn't miss at all. Run off, like, 9 in a row. You're like,
nice.
Like, score go from, like, 5-4 to, like, 14-5.
So you can flip a game real quick.
Flip a game real quick. And then we got Jordan Durkak from Merrimack, player of the year. He's tough as nails, too. Plays defense. He's great. He does everything you need him to do. A great passer, too. And then we got Tyson Acuff. He just scored a bucket. I mean, he was hurt, broke his foot, but, you know, it's hard to average 21 in college basketball anywhere you're at. And you see he did at Eastern Michigan, so he's just going to bring that fire with us. And then the freshmen, me, Ace, we got Lathan, big dude. I played against Lathan, like, junior year, and I didn't know he was committed to Rutgers at the time. And I'm like, who is this? Now, I looked up, he was committed to Rutgers. I was like, okay, like, we got something going on here. So him, and then we got Bryce Dorr from Massachusetts. Yep. Dog, he offensive rebound, plays defense. He just, he helps the team out any way he can. And then Dylan Grant, Swiss Army knife, he does everything. He shoots the ball, guards the best player. Mm-hmm. He's just, long, lanky, like 6'8", 6'9". he's just tough as nails, too.
Would you say, Coach, this is your most balanced roster going into a season?
But he named every player.
Well, it's funny because
I was thinking that. That's so impressive.
I was going to tell him, you better not have missed one because you're going to insult them. But he got them all.
True, yeah.
He got them all.
Really unbelievable. But this has been a group. First of all, our size is, mm-hmm. you know, like noticeable at every position. But they're all good passers. And I think that's a big part of it. But they're real competitive. You know, and they come from great families.
Yep.
You know, the Harper family and Aces family, these are just good people. And they got a work ethic about them, all of them. You know, Zach Martini comes to work every day. PJ Hayes, they come to work. Jordan, they work. And Tyson Acuff broke his foot, but he's back now. He's actually getting, you know, in a walking boot mm-hmm. here soon, and he'll be cleared, you know, very shortly. So, you know, better days ahead, you know, for him. But, you know, it's just been a good group and a lot of fun. And they are in the gym, which you know, I love, Jerry. We talk about it all the time. Like, if you put the time in, you'll get rewarded. And over this group is one of those working groups.
You mentioned the size, but when you came in, this gentleman to my right over here, you said he's still growing. Like, I looked him up. He's listed at 6'6". You tell me he's growing multiple inches this summer.
I tell you what, he towers over his brother. So, wow. You know, he's a really big guard. And we had, when Ron was there and Gio, we had good size at the guard spot. You know, Paul Mulcahy and mm-hmm. Caleb McConnell. You know, to get back to big guards and you know, big wings is, you know, I think a big part of helping us defensively and, you know, rebounding-wise. So I really like that we've gotten back to that. And Big Emmanuel has, you know, he's 290 and he's huge.
Yeah.
And he's getting better and better, athletic, you know, so the center spot is in a good place. But, you know, just it's fun. It's fun playing and coaching guys that want to be in the gym and that share the ball and that do the right things off the court, too. So proud of them.
Not to make it just about Dylan and Ace, but because there's such a focus on them, because it's, you know, the ranking for them as recruits and it being a historic class. And talk about the size, the ability, the athleticism, because of what these guys and some of the others are bringing to the table. Will it change maybe your identity at all, the way, the style in which you guys are going to play, you know, more up-tempo, more offensive? What do you anticipate
there? Yeah, I mean, I really think, you know, we got better offensive players, so that helps your offense right away. We did a great job in the portal trying to recruit guys that could shoot the ball, make free throws. And I think, you know, what Dylan and Ace bring along with Jeremiah and those guys is, you know, ability to finish around the rim, which we weren't great at in the past few years. These guys finish in kind of exciting finishes. You know, so we're going to be very different. The floor is going to be spread a lot more when you can shoot the ball. But we also have downhill guys and, you know, Dylan shoots the ball, Ace shoots the ball, but they're downhill guys too. They can get to the rim and make plays for other people. So I'm excited about the different things that I can do, you know, with this group. And we got good depth. So I think that's always important too. As the year goes on, you know, injuries and you get different things that come up during the course of the season. And you need that extra depth, you know, especially in a league like ours.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dylan, from some people I've talked to that kind of know you, they say incredibly grounded, mature. We're none of us are stupid here. We know it's ahead for you. How do you stay grounded, though, in the moment, knowing that that'll take care of itself? Right now is the most important time.
I think it was something my mom always preached to me. I think as I started, like, going up and up, just she said, and my AU coach, they're like, everything you got now can be taken away so quickly. So just having that in the back of my mind every day, just going to the gym 2-3 times a day, knowing that if I don't work as hard as I've been working or even harder, you know, people are going to catch up eventually. But just keep my head down and just knowing that if I work hard just and I do what I have to do, and everything will take care of itself.
So you're really at like a one day at a time, just get your work in and everything takes care of itself.
Yeah, one day at a time, because, you know, you can't you can predict the future, but you can't, like, make the future right now. So, I mean, just trying one day at a time, one practice at a time, one sprint at a time, yep. one shot at a time. Just keep moving forward, whatever happens.
That said, and I know you like to practice, but how much are you looking forward to when it real? And I wouldn't even say when it starts to count, but even when you get some of those, like, unofficial scrimmages, just to see another team and other bodies.
I mean, it feels great because, you know, you and your team has been working hard against each other all summer and competing, you know, mm-hmm. a little bit of trash talk here and there. And now you guys get to play together and play against some other great group of guys. So just, I think for us, we're just very excited to get this thing rolling.
Couple more minutes, Dylan Harper and Steve Pikiell. Let me ask you, and I know not to get into a conversation about the portal and all that boring stuff, but just in your time, so this is year 9 we're going into, how much this game has changed in terms of whether it's recruiting, coaching, the kids, the games, the building. When you started there at Rutgers, I mean, I remember you'd be out in the parking lot trying to get people to come in. Now, there's literally, I mean, the season's sold out with just some limited single game tickets available. I think it's scarletknights.com if you want to check it out. But just how much it's changed for you in the last 8+ years now.
I mean, it's been a journey, but the university's awesome, and the university's on a journey, too. We're getting better and better in all our rankings, and the school is top 15 public university now in the country, but it's the same thing with our basketball program. It's grown, but college athletics now has, you know, changed some different obstacles, and it started with COVID, and then it started with the extra years of eligibility, which changed things. Then, you know, the great part is the advantage is now name, image, and likeness. They can, you know, take opportunities that they couldn't take, you know, in the years past. So that's been a positive thing. But the freedom of movement and the free agency, you know, certainly put challenges, you know, in athletics. But you still want to recruit great kids that want to be at Rutgers from great families. And we try to stay focused, you know, on those kind of things while we're trying to make their lives better as student athletes.
You say that a lot, too. And I know them going to class is a big deal for you. They got to get good grades and you want kids from good families. Why does that make a difference?
Well, I tell you, that's a shout out to Randy Larson, who does an unbelievable job with us. But every player has graduated since I've been there in 9 years, and I couldn't be more proud. Some have had to come back after they started their pro careers and finish. We had a Kwasi Yeboah back the other day who's finishing his grad degree now, a couple years after his eligibility is done. So, you know, you still want that degree in your pocket, and you still want to preach those things. You know, come to Rutgers. It's a great university. You're going to play in front of a passionate fan base. People are going to enjoy your career, and we develop guys. Guys get better, and they graduate. And I think if we can continue with that core, you know, we'll continue to be a really good program.
So you're almost at Rutgers now, as long as your head coaching run at Stony Brook was coming up, right, about a decade at Stony Brook, you're almost there. So when you take one of these jobs, obviously it's a big undertaking. I'm sure you have expectations the way you want things to go. So as you're entering year 9, what are some things that have caught you off guard, by surprise, things you didn't expect, not necessarily negative, but just that you couldn't have foreseen when you first took the job?
Well, you know, the power of the league, you know, going on the road, it's, you know, everyone talks about their league as the best league in the country. You know, we've led the nation in fan attendance, the Big Ten, for 46 straight years. So when you're talking about going to Purdue, sold out. When you're talking about going to Wisconsin, sold out. I mean, this is every night. Iowa, it's going to be sold out. Michigan State, it's going to be sold out. So I was really, you know, I had to really, Indiana sold out. I had to really learn, like, on the road in this league is different than any other league.
Yeah.
You know, the fan bases are passionate. But I also learned the power of Rutgers Nation. I mean, we have one of the fourth largest alumni base in the country. These people are passionate about Rutgers football, Rutgers basketball. And now we're giving them a product to be proud of. On all our soccer teams are good, men's and women's, our field hockey team. Meredith does an unbelievable job in field hockey. Our women's basketball coach and the tradition and the women's program that we've had. You know, just a lot of great things. And so the power of Rutgers and, you know, the power of the league has really been something that, you know, wow.
No doubt. Just a couple more real quick, because you talk about surprises. How surprised were you about Pat Hobbs last week? Did that come out of left field for you?
You know, Pat's done some unbelievable things for Rutgers athletics and you know, building new buildings and a lot of great things. But I will tell you, you know, your health is always so important. And, you know, Pat needs to get his health back in track. And, you know, just thankful for our time together and all the good things that he did. But, you know, it's time for him to think about himself.
No doubt. All right, a couple more for you, Dylan, and then we'll wrap this up. So you're going into the Big Ten. He just talked about it. These venues are tough to play at. I know. Were you on any trips or mostly at home? So you haven't even experienced them. What would you say from watching from afar would be your most anticipated venue to go into? And what do you think will be the most difficult to play in?
Anticipated?
Yeah.
Indiana.
Everybody says Indiana.
It's going to be Indiana, I think. Just know the crowd, how hostile it is. So probably Indiana, Michigan State. That would be a good one to know. I don't know. I play is going to be a zoo.
They're all difficult.
Yeah.
They're all difficult.
It's going to be a zoo regardless. But I think Indiana probably got the tablet. It's probably a tablet.
Yes. I don't know if that's the Bobby Knight thing, but it seems like everyone always picks Indiana. Not my favorite, but I can certainly understand why.
Yeah.
What, and I don't need to keep bringing up your brother, but since he went through it, what would you say he told you will be the most difficult place to play?
like I just said,
Indiana.
He's like Indiana. He said Illinois is hard to win at.
Yeah.
Michigan State gets loud in Purdue. He said Purdue gets loud.
Purdue gets very loud because it's right on top of you. What about you mentioned Michigan State, the fact that I know Coach has great respect for him too, like playing against a Tom Izzo team, that's got to be kind of cool too.
It is. Just growing up, you always see teams like that on YouTube, on TV, just March Madness, stuff like that. So just getting a chance to play against them and to see what it's like to play against a team like that would be very fun.
All right, you're 18. Favorite streaming service?
Streaming service.
Are you going to say YouTube? You don't watch cable, right?
Nah, I
don't.
Cable. YouTube has everything. It's just like everything.
YouTube dominates my house now. I have a 14-year-old and a 19-year-old. It's probably all YouTube.
I don't really watch TV a lot, but when I do, I probably put some YouTube.
You know what's on YouTube? A lot of Dylan Harper highlights. And I'm looking forward to them.
I'll watch those a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure you do. And I'm looking forward to them in a Rutgers jersey coming up this season. Guys, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Rutgers basketball this season on WFAN, so that'll be cool for them and me as well. Good luck, and we will talk to you very soon.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.